Some 200 newly elected members of China's Communist Party's Central Committee will be meeting tomorrow to approve members of the Politburo and Politburo's Standing Committee. Made up of 25 top officials, the Politburo is the decision-making body of the party. It's headed by the General Secretary, a position held by Chinese President Xi Jinping. He is expected to be confirmed for an unprecedented third term tomorrow. All eyes will also be on who will remain and who will be new to the Standing Committee, China's apex of power. New members of the Politburo will meet the media around noon tomorrow. Now, going by past convention, the General Secretary will lead the new Politburo Standing Committee into the Great Hall of the People tomorrow. He will introduce his news team and speak about the work ahead. Other key appointments will only be finalized at the annual session of China's National People's Congress, or Parliament, which typically takes place in March. And for more, Olivia Seong joins us live now from Beijing. Now, Ali, a new central committee has been elected in China. Can you take us through this new committee?
That's right. For some background on why this central committee is so significant, it is the party's top leadership body, and now a name list has been released, which has been heavily scrutinized. Now, the central committee, we know now, will meet tomorrow for their first plenary session, and one of the first things that they are going to do is to select the top decision-making Politburo Standing Committee. And now we are looking at the name list of members in the Central Committee to get a sense of the number of vacancies that need to be filled in this top decision-making body. For now, it seems like there are at least four seats will need to be filled. Currently, the Politburo Standing Committee has seven members, and it looks like more than half of them will be vacated. And so let's talk through a little bit about what was anticipated by analysts. We have seen that left out of the Central Committee's name list are current members of the Standing Committee, Chairman of the National People's Congress, which is China's top legislature, Li Jianshu, who is 72, as well as Vice Premier Han Zheng, who is 68. Now, this means that they will be stepping down from this Standing Committee, as they have met the unofficial party retirement age of 68. And this had been anticipated by analysts. But what has now confirmed some of the speculation are two other names that are missing from the original Politburo Standing Committee members, and those are Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, who is 67, and Chairman of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, the top political advisory body, Wang Yang, who is 67. Now, there have been a lot of speculation as to the fate of these two individuals because they have not reached the unofficial retirement age, but we do know that Mr. Li, who is the Chinese premier, has already said that he would be stepping down from the post as premier next year in March, as he has reached his two-term limit under the country's constitution. Now, there had been a lot of speculation as to whether Mr. Li would remain on the standing committee, and that's given how Mr. Li's power has been widely viewed to have been curtailed by Mr. Xi, who has amassed more influence since coming to power. Now, Mr. Wang as well, him stepping down is significant, as he had been widely tipped to be one of the potential successors to Mr. Li as the new Chinese premier. Mr. Wang was seen to have been someone with the relevant experience. He had previously been vice premier as well. But one of the things that analysts had said that may have taken him out of the running is that he does not enjoy long-standing ties with Mr. Xi and is viewed to have links with a rival faction from the Communist Party Youth League. And so we will be looking out for what happens, but this certainly opens the door for Mr. Xi, to stack the top Politburo Standing Committee with rising stars, new faces, and potentially his loyalists.
Now, Ali, zooming in now on the amendments to the constitution of China's Communist Party, and these include opposition to Taiwanese independence. Can you tell us more about this, and if there are also other highlights that you've picked out?
That's right. We know that the constitution of the Communist Party has been amended. We were inside the hall when the vote was being done and the amendments had been unanimously passed. There were no objections to this move. And what we do know is that the amendments will really elevate Mr. Xi's power and standing in the Communist Party. What we do know is that a new slogan known as the Two Establishments and Two Safeguards have been included now in the party constitution. These slogans have been increasingly used in the past week as the Congress has gone on. And we know that the Two Establishments refers to establishing Mr. Xi's status as the core leader. He was given the title back in 2016, as well as establishing his political doctrine, which was written into the party constitution back in 2018. Now, the Two Safeguards refers to safeguarding Mr. Xi's role as core leader, as well as the Communist Party's absolute authority. Now, other ideas of Mr. Xi, his vision that had been outlined in a work report at the start of the party congress has also been enshrined in the party's charter. For one that is of note is the party's objection to Taiwan independence. And we know that Mr. Xi has said that Beijing does not renounce the use of force to bring the self-rule island under its control.
Mm. Now, Ollie, earlier in the Congress, former President Hu Jintao was seen being led out right in the middle of the ceremony. Was there any reason given for this?
Yeah, these ceremonies are typically highly choreographed, but this was seemingly an unplanned moment, just as the media was led into the auditorium to witness the proceedings of the closing session. We saw Mr. Hu Jintao, who is 79, and the former president and predecessor of Mr. Xi, being accompanied out of the auditorium. Now, he walked out, you know, exchanged a few words with Mr. Xi, as well as put his hand on the shoulder of Mr. Li, the Chinese premier, as he was walking out. We know that Mr. Li and Mr. Hu have enjoyed a close relationship as Mr. Li had rose through the ranks of the Communist Party Youth League. But no explanation has really been given for Mr. Hu's departure, and he remained absent for the rest of the proceedings of this closing session. But really, this party congress, all eyes have been on one person, and that is Chinese President Xi Jinping, as he looks set to begin his unprecedented third term. In closing remarks at the end of this party congress, calling on party members to struggle and win, exuding that confidence as he's about to make history.
Ollie, thank you so much for that update. That was Olivia Seong live in Beijing.